what government does. Government uses its power to get us, and they use their power to get money to all the time. And you know, one of the guys who speaks out on this stuff, he's a great guy. Jim Bovard, he writes for a lot of places, including USA Today and the American Institute for Economic Research, in his latest piece, Governing is Looting in Washington and Beyond. Hey, Jim, welcome back to the show, my friend.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me back.
It's always a pleasure. You are one of those guys who speaks out. I should also mention, you're author of Lost Rights, Attention Deficit Democracy, and Public Policy Hooligan, USA Today columnist. Jim, the government loves to find ways, new ways, to get our money. It's something, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a habit that their politicians are not able to break, and it's fascinating to see how dishonest and destructive that some of their methods they use to raise revenue are. And, you know, the horrible side of it gets exposed, and the government keeps doing it. It doesn't matter how many people get killed.
Now, tell me some of the things they're doing, from speed cameras, red light cameras, and on and on.
Well, yeah, the story yesterday was looking at how red light cameras and speed cameras have been imposed on streets around the country. And it was very obvious from the start that the red light cameras were causing more traffic accidents. Because what happens is that the lights are put up there and folks know that there is a camera waiting to ticket them. So people slow down, are much more likely to hit the brakes going into the intersection. That causes a lot of rear-end collisions. Mm-hmm. And it's a totally rigged thing because federal government has shown that if you want to cut down collisions at intersections, what you should do is make that yellow light, the warning light, a little bit longer. But what governments have done when they put up these traffic cameras is shorten that yellow light and basically guarantee more traffic accidents so that they can issue more tickets.
And they make a lot of money doing this. And you point out that a single camera, one camera in D.C., for example, generated more than 100,000 tickets and $11 million in fines. But I fell out of my chair when I read the story of Doug Nelson. And you know, Jim, this is why I'm so against these cameras, because the Constitution says you have a right to face your accuser. I can't face a camera in court. And this is the problem. And what happened to this man is awful. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Doug Nelson was 73-year-old postal service worker, Vietnam veteran. He was he's coming home from work. He's someone who lives in, I think, northeast D.C., kind of a borderline rough area. But he was carjacked as he returned home. He was smart enough to hand his keys over to the pistol-wielding robbers, filed a police report, and his car eventually got back with him without license plates. What happened later was that he received thousands of dollars in tickets for speed camera violations spurred by the thieves who went joyriding at high speed. Well, you know, this is a complete travesty, so he told the local government that the fines were unjust. It didn't matter. And so he was blocked from being able to get a new license for his car after the old license was stolen. And the fines doubled to $5,000. He reached out again and again, and, you know, D.C. bureaucrats could not give him the time of day. And it was not until a local TV station put its investigative team on the case and was pressuring D.C. government officials to sit down for an interview, then all of a sudden the city canceled the fines on Nelson. But it's a complete travesty that anybody who doesn't have a TV investigative journalism team backing them up is going to get shafted by the local government.
I mean, it's just it's unbelievable to me, and it really should scare people into thinking about how their due process rights could just vanish right before their eyes.
Yeah, and it's interesting. There are a lot of states and cities that have said have put an end to this nonsense, and have just said, you know, this. The state of Missouri's Supreme Court said it was unconstitutional because it shifted the burden of proof. The citizen has to prove that he's not guilty, that he wasn't at that intersection with this. But there was an inspector general report done on the D.C. licensing, the automatic ticketing program, and the IG said that it's completely sloppy, that they really didn't give a damn about which people that they target, that just send out the tickets. And the bureaucrats, hey, it works great because people are presumed guilty and they've got to come here and prove their innocence, and it's very hard to do. Another point is that the folks who are hit worse by this are the black folks in the low-income parts of Washington, D.C. They're like 8 or 10 times more likely to get a ticket from these cameras than our affluent folks in the wider parts of D.C. It makes an absolute travesty of the mayor's claims about social justice, because there isn't a higher rate of traffic accidents in the lower income parts of D.C., but those folks get hammered much harder by these tickets.
Well, Jim, I'm glad you're speaking out against this. Where are the courts in all this? I mean, I saw yesterday there was a big win for the Fourth Amendment from the Supreme Court in a unanimous ruling. I mean, is the tide turning in the judiciary at all? Or?
Oh, God. There are some good judges. There have been some good decisions. But it's amazing how much nonsense the judges still tolerate. And it's amazing that the institutionalized violation of due process with these cameras is still going on decades later. Some days it almost makes me cynical.
A 2019 study by the Federal Reserve concluded that almost half of Americans could not afford an unexpected expense of $400 or more. And the practical result of a lot of these red light cameras and traffic cameras and everything else is like basically it's like putting them in debtor's prison. You wind up then making law-abiding citizens criminals, and a lot of them don't even know it, Jim. And then the fines keep piling on, and then the government has power that, you know, your credit card company doesn't have. They can actually put you in jail for not paying.
Yeah, and it's been very heavy-handed how they've enforced that. It's typical for the D.C. government. It simply doesn't care about guilt or innocence. It only cares about revenue.
A lot of places like that, Philadelphia, these cameras are everywhere, and they're trying to put more up. They got speed cameras now. They got traffic cameras. They got red light cameras. I mean, it truly is something that we should all be very concerned about, Jim. Jim, thank you for this piece. I'll post a link to it. Jim Bovard, writing at the American Institute for Economic Research. And, Jim, tell us about your book, too.
I've got a bunch of different books. Lost Rights was the bestseller. That was in the 1990s. I walked through how the government has seized far more power than Americans recognize, and how if the trend continues, American liberty is going to vanish.
Boy, you were right on the money with that one, my friend.
Unfortunately, true.
Listen, Jim, thank you, buddy. Jim Bovard, where can we find you on Twitter?
Twitter, Jim Bovard.
All right, buddy, thanks.
Hey,
keep up the good fight. You're in the middle.